And we're joined again here in the studio by Andrew Kohut with the Pew Research Center and also NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Let me ask you both. There were a lot of new registered voters in this primary, among them a number of Republicans who switched to vote in the Democratic closed primary. Andy and Ron, both of you, what do you make of that? What do you think that says about the electorate in Pennsylvania and possibly in November? Andy first?
Well, I think that one of the characteristics of this election is the extent to which young voters have flocked to these Democratic races, and increasingly young people are Democrats by the widest margins that we've seen in 20 years. One of the interesting things about this election in Pennsylvania, however, was what didn't happen, which has been characteristic of the elections in which we've seen Obama do very well. There were fewer young voters in this electorate than in Ohio, for example. 33% of the people in Pennsylvania were over 65 years of age, compared to 23% in Ohio, and Ohio was a state for her. And most importantly, a lot of base Democrats voted here. 82% of the people who said, who were in the exit polls, that they were Democrats, only 69% in Ohio, a smaller representation of independents. So a lot of the key Obama constituencies were underrepresented relative to Ohio, and much less, even further underrepresented compared to states that Obama won convincing victories in.
And Ron, a number of party switchers, Republicans who switched to vote Democratic in this primary.
Yes, we're going to want to see a greater breakdown of the percentage that were first-time participants in a Democratic primary. Some of them, as Andy was saying, are new voters, young voters. Others of them are people who have previously been registered either as independents or as Republicans. They had to switch to be Democrats to be in this participation, to be in this particular event. And among those people, among the people who came over from the other side, if you will, it'll be interesting to then look at the breakdown to see how many of them were really attracted to Barack Obama and how many of them were voting on the other side, perhaps trying to pick an opponent they can beat in November.
Okay, Ron Elving and Andy Kohut, thanks so much. We'll continue our conversation on the Pennsylvania primary in a moment.